scripture. John chapter 3, verse 16. I was just joking. A very common scripture. We're going to look at that scripture. We'll back it up a little. Get context. Connect context from the Old Testament and we'll be good. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We ask that you inspire hearts even this morning and you change our lives in Jesus' name. Praise God. You know, there is tremendous power whenever we gather as a church like this. There is tremendous power. It is one of the greatest phenomenons. The gathering of God's people is one of the greatest phenomenons in heaven and on earth. It's a phenomenon, you see. The only challenge we are having is that many times we have forgot the true meaning of our gathering and the importance of it. That sometimes we have gathered in a way. When we really, can it be by themselves? All right. When we really grasp the purpose of our gathering, it is always amazing. It's the greatest place ever. Our gathering is such a powerful thing. And I believe that one of the things God is doing on the earth is to restore the beauty of fellowship, the beauty of koinonia. You know, when God made man, one of the most profound statements he made, you know, it was as though he graciously expressed his thoughts for us to know what's in his mind. You see, after making man, after a while, he made a statement. He said, it's not good. Telling you. When you look at the old story of creation, from the beginning to the end, one consistent phrase that God said is that it is good. On the first day, after creation, on the first day, the Bible says, and God said, it is good. Good. In fact, on the sixth day when he made man, he said, very good. And then the only time he said, not good, was when man was without fellowship. He said it is not good. You see. And he was not necessarily, he was not only talking in the context of marriage. He was talking in the context of creation. He was talking in the context, because you see, the first man he made was first a man before he became a husband. You see. So when you look at Adam, don't just see husband. What God says concerning Adam is what God intends to say to mankind. You know, God did not create husband. He created man. You know. It was later he became husband. Man first before. When God looks at a man, he doesn't see husband. He sees a man. You see. And the Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone. So it is not a good thing to be alone. It means that any time we are isolated, you see, from God's people, the Lord looks at it and then he nods his head and says, this thing is not good. Mm-hmm. And then if it is not good, then it must mean that it's a bad thing. And that it must mean that it has consequences that are not good. Glory be to God. Amen. So right now, we being together, heaven looks at it and says, it is a good thing. You see, it's good for us to be together like this. It's a very good thing. You know, I my first experience of spiritual growth after I met the Lord was when we just gathered as friends. You see. And then we just wanted to pray and wanted to just be together. You know, those days it was with Pastor DJ. Pastor DJ was our leader then. He was our leader. Pastor DJ was our leader. You know, he was first a believer before me. He was head of, I think he was either punctuality prefect then, but he was very into school fellowship. You know, and then he used to do, I think maybe assembly prefect. He used to take the service during assembly. Praise God. Let me. He used to take assembly then. Whereas I was the thug. If I were in the same class, I was a thug. He was a believer. And then he had the first row. The first seat, they were in the same row. He had the first seat. I had the last seat. You know, those days. I had the last seat. You see, there was a day he came to preach to me with a small Bible, a small Gideon's Bible during break time. He came to me. And then I had a girlfriend who also came to visit me. Her name then is Tolani. She used to come and see me break time. Then I had a dream to have three girlfriends. And I wanted them to have the same name. So I had one in SS3. That is Tolani. I had another one in SS2, that is Tolani. So I was looking for the one that would be in SS1. I wanted them to be in SS1, SS2, SS3. So I already had two. But they didn't know each other. There was the one I was running the. So it was the SS2 one that came around. I was in SS3 then. So I'm sure he can't remember. So he came to preach to us. So he asked, the girl is a Christian. Now I was a Muslim then. So he asked her, are you born again? The girl just gave him one cold answer. Said, I'm not born again, neither am I born against. So I took his Bible and I threw it on the floor. Wow. And I stepped on it. Preached it. You know, but he kept on praying for me. Wow. You know, then I got saved whilst I was writing my NECO.
Wow.
You see, so I now joined the church. He was part of that church, and then he was a leader in a teenage church. Mm-hmm. And then he was a drama head, drama coordinator. So I went to join the drama department.
Wow.
It was our HOD. Was our HOD then, ISB. I was in the drama unit. I was a very fantastic actor in the drama unit. So we see every day. We see literally every day, and then we pray every day, and then we do all of that. You see. And then I was having serious growth, you see, by just communing. You see. Immediately we over organized this thing, and then we made organization above fellowship. You know, praise God.
Hallelujah.
When we made organization, so I try to get them. You know, not talking. I'm trying to hit a level of concentration. Well done. Thank you. So when there was serious growth, you see, taking place. But when we prioritized organization above fellowship.
You see,
our organization, it's okay, let's reduce it. Our organization must, the purpose of it must be that it should aid fellowship. Do you understand? That means that fellowship is still is in the front burner. Mm-hmm. You understand? We use organization to aid fellowship. You see? But when we made organization purpose of our gathering, we started losing life. And that's why sometimes you go to church and feel tired. Sometimes you go to church and you feel sick. Immediately after the service, you are just, the body is paining you. And then your soul feels as though it's as though they invited you to a party that you thought there would be food. You know, it's a very sad thing when you go to a party and then you thought there would be food. And then because you have respect for your surname, you have decided not to struggle for food. You just said, by faith, food will come. And then food did not come to your table. And then you are going back home without eating. You know, there is a way, it would be as if you didn't even go to the party. And then you are, as you are going back home, you are just looking for where you can branch and eat. Now, it's not meant to be so. Do you understand that? Let me say this to us. There are people in villages who don't have all our paraphernalia and are having greater moment with the Lord than us. And it's to our shame.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there are people in villages who don't even have a bank account. You see, but have more peace and have more joy than us. And it's a shameful thing. Praise God. Let me still reduce that thing. Godia, can you go to the staircase and watch that thing so that you won't disturb this service? Right now to what for now? Let him go. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
So anytime we gather, they were disturbing her. I wanted them to leave. What do you think? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, fellowship is very powerful. You know, Jesus Christ said that where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. If two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. It means that the Christian gathering, it means that it's not a difficult one. What I mean is, the Christian gathering is not a complicated one. Is that a complicated one? And then, is this something? All right. It means that it's not a complicated one. And it also means that, one, it's not a complicated one. Two, it also means that it is not impossible to have it without money. Do you understand that? It means that God has made the fellowship cheap. You see, it says what you need to have me is just to have two and three. It says, I will honor. Now, the president of your country might not honor you guys.
Yes.
You see, and the World Bank president might not honor you guys. But God says that I have made fellowship cheap. You see, but guess what? We have become so complicated. That because we are used to how things has to be complicated for it to be important, we now took out the simplicity of it and then added complication. Are you together with me? For example, now, this is our powerful mega church that we have right now. You see, if a pastor is not being healed, he will think that he can't have a great service. Except he has a keyboardist and a drummer. And then they will put drum in a place that the place is so small that the drum is noise. You see, like sometimes you see five people talking, and then the kind of microphone and the kind of speakers that they are using to talk, and they are just five. You see, when they went to the service, their ears were working. But now that they are living, they are becoming deaf. Why? Because it's an important thing, so they think they have to complicate it for it to be powerful. But Jesus Christ told us, and that's why in all that you do, you must look for the simplicity route. Usually God is in that route.
Wow.
Yes. He's in that route. Are we together with
you? Yes, sir.
Look, you see, look for simple. When you find what is simple, you see, it does not mean that it is worthless. I tell you the truth. When God made Adam, the first story of creation, he told him, you can freely eat. Freely eat from all these trees. But you cannot eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. After the fall, God now met him again and said, you will toil before you can eat. So a new thing entered him that says, for you to eat, it has to be tough. So we are used to good things has to be tough. But you see, it's a product of the fall. That's why the person says, do you know how I end? You know, that's how it's called ad end money.
Wow.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
It's ad end money. I cannot give out my words. My hard end money. But the Bible teaches that he that used to steal should not steal anymore.
Yes.
Let him go and walk so that he can have what to give.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So you are working to give.
Yes,
sir. It's not add end money. So that you can. You know, people even say, what you don't work for, you cannot appreciate.
Yes.
You see? What you don't work for, you cannot appreciate. Let's allow him sweat. When he sweats, he will appreciate it. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
So, God has made fellowship simple. God has made fellowship simple. I tell you the truth. That's why I love that song. Today is the best day of my life. I tell you. See, everything that is so important and so powerful, God has made it simple. We are the ones that complicated it. For example, see the way we complicated weddings in South Africa. We complicated the thing. Nigeria, we complicated the thing. The husband and wife get married and they are under serious pressure because of the debt. The guy is sad. He's dancing, but he's thinking about. I'm telling you. He's thinking about the monies he needs to pay. And the wedding could have happened. You see, you can do your wedding with 20,000 if there will still be wedding. There will still be wedding. You know, certificates, wedding certificates are not in levels. Like if you spend 10 million, your wedding certificate will be certificate plus or certificate plus plus. It's the same wedding certificate. But you see, we will have headache. Are you with me? You will see brothers who should be married so that they can be sexually pure. Will not marry because they need a lot of money and then they will be in fornication. You understand? The guy is fornicating. And he's saying that he cannot afford wedding, but he can afford hell. Like you are fornicating. And what did the point is? He says that if you notice that
You cannot, your body is doing something, and then you cannot keep from your virgin. He says, you are not keeping yourself with your virgin. He says, go and marry. Mm. Paul did not know that there are some people who have other reasons why they can't marry. He just said, go and marry as if you can just throw in a gun. And actually, you should be able to just go and.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The only major money I spent on my wedding was a mistake. Because I had a very big wedding. But what I did was, the people who wanted it to be big, any idea you bring to my wedding, any idea, you have to sponsor the idea. And so people sponsored all the ideas. So I said, fine. Fine. It's just one person that deceived me. That wanted to sponsor something. And got a vendor, decoration. And then after the vendor had finished working, the person said, I can't pay again.
Wow.
Yes. So I had to pay for that one.
Wow.
If not, I would have made profit out of that wedding. Yeah. Because we took a lot of money home. Without spending.
Wow.
Yes, sir. I took a lot of money. You have an idea? Sponsor it. We have introduced a lot of rubbish. You see, life is tough because we have introduced a lot of unnecessary things. The way God made us, we are okay.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you the truth. Okay. Kojuma team. Kojuma team. I don't want to be put to shame. I don't want to be embarrassed. And then we have entered a lot of troubles. I tell you the truth. I need to say this because we need to appreciate the simple things.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So that when God now brings all the great, all the big things around us,
mm-hmm.
we don't lose ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes,
if you don't understand this, if you don't appreciate the simple things, when God now enlarges you, you will go and live in the enlargement.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and when you live in the enlargement, you'll be a destructive person.
Yeah.
You will destroy people.
Yeah.
You see, if your soul cannot live simply, and when God enlarges you, you'll be a destructive person.
Yeah.
For example, if you're a pastor who is living in affluence and opulence and all of that, when you meet a younger pastor who is just trying his best, you look down at him and say, what are you doing? Are you sure you know? Are you sure you have a calling? Because you have left simplicity. You see, you have gone to your soul has been lifted up. You understand? So you won't even be able to appreciate. You see. We need to appreciate the simple things. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. You see, when you gave the children were drinking garri yesterday, you know, a thought now came to my mind that, do you know that if it was this garri that they package in Kellogg's pack, that would be what all of us would be drinking. I'm telling you. But now garri is the sign of poverty. But if they repackage, because it's the same cassava. It's the same corn that they used to do that corn that they used to do garri, that they used to do all these other cornflakes and all of that. It's the same one,
yeah.
But we just say no, that one is not. If somebody wants to talk about how you suffer, they will mention garri. Whereas sometimes the only thing that can satisfy your soul is garri and cold water. Like, I'm telling you the truth. Fellowship is simple. Fellowship is what?
It's simple.
I remember when my wife and I first got married, the most powerful places we go to is Allen Junction, Allen Boston.
Yes, sir.
That's when we want to treat ourselves. We go to Allen Junction around 12 a.m. on the Obai Suya, University of Suya. And we eat the suya. Before we get home, the suya has already finished. and then the road will be free, no traffic. Now, which kind of enjoyment is more than that enjoyment? Do you know how many people think they can't afford vacation? Because they think they must go to Bahamas. No, they think they must go to Bahamas. Whereas there are different vacation spots all around them. They should just stay their mind. I'm on vacation. Yeah, tell your mind that you're on vacation. Because all this you can't go see any Jesus. If a woman come from America, that's where he's coming to do his own vacation.
Yeah.
But because it's close to you, it's not your vacation. I don't know if you get what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth. You see, God cannot be wicked to make what we need far from us. He's not a wicked God. What we need is close to us.
Wow.
We just need the purity of mind. I want to know if those online are here with me. We just need the purity of eyes, purity of mind to enjoy life. The Bible says he has freely given us all things to enjoy. Praise God.
Amen.
So let's read John 3:16. That will be our scripture for today. John 3:16. Ora kabasha, ndara bagasya kabasha. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him. You know, as I'm preaching now, I see a family, they are listening to me. I don't know which family. And the Lord says I should tell them that they don't have a problem. They need to not, they are minding high things. And that's why they are unhappy. The Lord says, come to where you are and enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. And the Bible says that we should enjoy the wife of our youth. You see, the principle of that is don't lose the beginning, the basics. Enjoy the basics of life. Enjoy it. And then you will now see beauty. Enjoy the basics. Sometimes you just need to remember when you first met your wife. Remember when you guys had nothing. And just enjoy. Enjoy that. You see. And not be worried about lack. Glory, glory to Jesus. Can we sing What a Blessing? What a blessing. What a blessing. To be here, Lord, what a blessing. I come, Lord, Karabasya Namasha Namaria. I'm here, Lord. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. To be here, Lord.
To be here, Lord.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
I come, Lord.
Oh. I come, Lord.
Oh. I'm here, Lord. Oh, yeah.
I'm here, Lord. Oh.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
To be here, Lord.
To be here, Lord.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
I come, Lord, oh.
I come, Lord, oh.
And I'm here, Lord, oh.
I'm here, Lord, oh.
Blessed, 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 blessed is the man that you cause to approach you. I come, Lord,
oh.
I'm here, Lord, oh, yes, oh.
I'm here, Lord, oh.
Say blessed now, blessed now. Blessed is the man that you cause to approach you. I come, Lord. I'm here, Lord, oh yeah.
I'm here, Lord, oh.
Say what a blessing, what a blessing.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
To be here, Lord.
What a blessing.
I come, Lord.
Oh. I come, Lord.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm here, Lord. Oh.
I'm here, Lord. Oh.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
A la Cademo. Oh, Rabana.
I come, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what the Lord is saying? Can you off that volume completely? It's off. All right. Let me shut this. You know what the Lord is saying to me? The Lord is saying, I'm bringing families your way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking to us as a church.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll be bringing families to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, the Lord says, I'm bringing families. Like, the way the Lord spoke to me, he says, it pleases me to bring families to you. That's what the Lord says. That was how he said it. He said it with a pleasurable heart. Like, the pleasure is mine to bring families to you. And I know what that means. He's saying, I'm not just bringing people. I'm bringing families. That is to say, it's going to be a house where families are whole. That's what he's saying to me. He's bringing families. Can we sing that song one more time?
What a blessing.
Kalabasha.
What a blessing.
To be here, Lord.
To be here, Lord.
Hey.
What a blessing.
I come, Lord. Oh.
I come, Lord.
Oh, I'm here, Lord.
I'm here.
What a blessing, what a blessing,
what a blessing,
what a blessing,
what a blessing.
Hey, to be here, Lord,
to be here, Lord.
What a blessing,
what a blessing.
Yeah, I come, Lord, oh, Carbonius. Oh, I'm here, Lord, oh,
I'm here, Lord.
Aha. Hey, what a blessing, what a blessing. Akekwambaya. Lekute le dilaba shikabosha. What a blessing. Ekakatalados. Oh, I'm here, Lord.
I'm here, Lord.
What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Karabasha kwabara dalabas. To be here, Lord, oh,
to be here, Lord.
Hey, what a blessing.
What a blessing.
I come, Lord, oh,
come,
Karabanda Labashaka Kwede. I'm here, Lord, oh,
I'm here, Lord, oh.
Yes, 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 yes. Hey, Father, we thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you. Your blessing is with us. Oh, your blessing is here. Your blessing is here. Thus saith the Lord, my blessing is here. My blessing is with you. My blessing is with you. I've kept my blessing with you. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. That's it. That's it. Aha. 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 You know, when Isaac was praying tongues, he was singing a song of glory And what he was saying is, this is my house of glory. My glory flows in your house. My glory flows in your midst. This is his house of pleasure. He was singing the song of the Lord. And the Lord was singing over us and saying, this is my house of glory. This is my house, the house of my pleasure, the house of my spirit, the house of my presence. Yahweh, you are here with us. You are here with us, and we are so glad. You have come for us, we're not the same. Karabia. And all our bodies, soul, and spirit, cries for the glory of the living God. You are here, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. There is the presence of God is in our midst. Let's try and look at this portion of scripture. Oh, Father, we bless you. You know, there is the weight of God's glory in our midst. It's not the anointing. It's not the anointing. If you... The presence of God there, it does not, it's not the anointing. Let me say, let me just leave it that way. It's not the anointing. There are two different things. The presence has this, there is a holy quiet with God's presence, with God's glory. He is a holy quiet. And it causes change from within. Now, let's quickly read. Let me just say one last thing. You know, from the scriptures I want to read, and that will be what I will wrap up today with. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, you see, should not perish. You see. So there is a solution. There is a glorious formula that God has instituted. You see, now when God looked at the world, he created a formula. The formula is his son. He gave that son, and then he said that whosoever, that is to say, the power of the son is so amazing that a man's condition is inconsequential.
Wow.
You understand? So it doesn't matter where you were when you believed in the son. Like when you meet the son, they can, you know, sometimes no matter how great a doctor is, there are cases that you take to doctors. When they see the case, they said, oh, if we had detected earlier, we would have been able to save the person. You see, but that's not the arrangement God made. God's arrangement is different. God's arrangement did not even He did not even have a need.
He didn't have a need to.
My earpiece is not here. God didn't have a need to inspect, you see, the condition of the person that is believing in the Son. I said, let's inspect his condition. Let's find out whether it's still redeemable. Wow. He says, that's inconsequential.
Wow.
He says that whosoever. Are you with me? Whosoever. Now, let everybody gang up and say this person is not deserving. You see, that's their business. Is it God? Immediately somebody believes in the Son, all opinions have become irrelevant. Are you together with me?
Yes,
I tell you the truth. If a kidnapper has kidnapped 1 million people and killed 800, you see, if he meets the son, oh my goodness, CNN, Al Jazeera might be castigating him, you see, but that person will not have life.
Wow.
Such an amazing thing.
Wow.
Such an amazing thing. Wow. That's the power in the son.
Mm.
You see. You see, that's why our sense of how shall my life turn out, that imagination is a strange imagination.
Mm.
You see, because there is already a verdict that anyone who has met the son, he says he should not perish.
Mm.
Now, even if you met him, when you met him, you were perishing.
Mm.
The meeting of sonship stops that process.
Mm.
And then a new process starts.
Mm.
You see? Now, he says, whosoever believes in the son. Now, the beautiful thing and the thing we need to understand is that the belief he's talking about here is a continuous belief.
Mm.
What happened to many of us is that when we believed that salvation and God saved, we stopped believing.
Wow.
Do you understand?
Mm.
So we believe God for salvation, but we can't believe God for tomorrow.
Wow.
You see? We believe God for salvation, but we are finding it difficult to believe God for tomorrow.
Mm.
You know, there are a lot of believers, Christians, who are troubled about how tomorrow will turn out.
Mm.
But why are you troubled? You have the ingredient called son.
Mm-hmm.
And the power of that ingredient is that when you have believed,
mm-hmm.
you see, whatsoever, whosoever,
mm-hmm.
whosoever believes in him
mm-hmm.
will not perish.
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Yeah.
You know, poverty is part of perishing.
Yeah.
So whosoever believes in him will not be poor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
You will not be poor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty is part of perishing. Mm. Those are the effects of sin.
Mm.
Poverty. Whosoever believes in him will not live a sickly life.
Mm.
Yeah. I will not live a sickly life.
Mm.
Why? Because there's another introduction. I've introduced sonship into my life.
Mm.
So everything under the headline called perishing is not going to be existing in my life.
Mm.
That's what the Bible says. For God so loved the world. And he now give us the ultimate card. That his name is the Son of God.
Mm.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Whosoever believes in him should not perish.
Mm.
You see? Hear this, friends. Perishing has stopped.
Mm.
So far you have belief in. Perishing what? Has stopped. But you see, without belief, you see, the victory that we have, the victory we will experience, is not the presence of the Son.
Mm.
It's our belief in his presence.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what John told us. He said, whatsoever is born of God. 1 John 5:4, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Read it for me. Whosoever is born of God. No, is that old KJV?
Yes.
Old KJV?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Or new one?
It's old.
Oh, yeah, read it.
For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world.
He overcometh the world.
And this is the victory that overcomes.
This
the world.
This is the victory. Alright?
Yes.
What's the victory?
Our faith.
Even our faith. Read it.
Overcometh the world.
Mm.
Even our faith.
So you see, read the first sentence. Read it again. Read it for me again.
Okay. For whosoever is
born. Whosoever,
overcometh the world.
You see, when you are born of God, ideally, you have overcome the world. Alright, what's the next thing?
And this is the victory that...
But the victory of that reality, the victory of it, what's the victory?
Faith
is the victory.
Mm.
You see, that you are born of God, statutory, you have overcome the world.
Mm.
But to experience the victory, was it? Our faith. That's why John 3:16 says, whosoever believes. You see? Whosoever believes will not perish, but have everlasting life. You know the decision I've made? I've made the decision not to perish. Yeah. I have made several decisions. It's not to perish. And everything that has to do with perishing, I've made the decision not to be sick. I've made a decision. I will not be sick. I believe. Why? The Son is in my life. You see? And I won't leave it at statutory level. I've made a decision not to be sick. You know what? I have made a decision not to be poor. I've made a decision not to be poor. I've made a decision not to be depressed. I've made a decision not to be unhappy. Yeah. I have made a decision not to lack any good thing because I believe in the Son. Now, before John 3:16, before Jesus got to John 3:16, he was making a statement. We'll pick it from 13. He says, no man has ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him, you see, should not perish. You know the word Elijah? He said, as Moses lifted up. So if you want to know the protocol of my coming, the protocol of my resurrection, the protocol of you believing in me and not perishing, you have to know how Moses did it. Now, when you read Numbers chapter 19, Numbers chapter 19, are you there? Read 21 from verse 4.
Then they journeyed from Mount Hor,
yeah,
by the way of the Red Sea,
yeah,
to go around the land of Edom,
yes,
and the soul of the people became very destroyed on the way,
yeah.
5. And the people spoke against God and against Moses,
yeah.
Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?
Yeah.
But there is no food and water, and our soul looks this worthless bread.
Mm-hmm. 6.
So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people.
Yeah.
And they beat the people, and many of the people of Israel died.
Yeah. So what caused that death is they became discouraged, and then they spoke against God as Moses. You see. All right, keep reading.
7. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpent from us. So Moses prayed for the people. 8. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent.
So that's the that Jesus was speaking in John chapter 3. All right?
Make a fiery serpent.
Yes.
And set it on a pole.
Which is the cross. Uh-huh.
It shall be that everyone who is beaten, when he looks at it,
So you see, God says, I'm not going to heal your snake bite. People were beaten, you see, by snakes. Eh? And God's solution is, I will raise another snake. You see, even though you are still going through the pain of a current bite, but now you must practice looking at the snake that was lifted. You see, that's the technology. If you keep looking at the one that beat you, you will die. But if you look at the one that is lifted, it says you will live. So your life is going in the direction of your sight. What are you looking at? Are you looking at what is wrong? It will get worse. But are you looking at Jesus that has been lifted up? Are you together with me? Our life is going what direction? Of our sight. So the Lord says, so you see, it's not by looking at what you are going through and say, oh Lord, see me. No. It's by looking at Jesus. Look at him. That's how, so it means that I'm going to believe the Lord. Eh? How are we living our lives? Believing the Lord. Yeah. I'm not going to live my life worried about what is not working. I will live my life what? Believing the Lord. And so if you are believing the Lord, what are the signs of faith? Praise is a sign of faith. Because the Bible spoke about how Abraham believed God, and Abraham and even Sarah. He says, giving glory to God. When you believe God, you will be full of praise. Am I not correct?
Yes, sir.
Abi?
Yes, sir.
When you are full of worry, it means that you are seeing something else and not the Lord.
Yeah.
You see? But when you see the Lord, what will you be full of?
Praise.
Thanksgiving. Huh? We'll just be full of thanksgiving. We'll just thank God. When you look at your tomorrow, you're just excited about it. Yeah, you're just excited. Why? Because, you see, if you look at your future and you're not excited, it must mean that you are looking at what you're going through and you are using it to project tomorrow. You know? But when you believe the Lord, you just know that I can't be perishing.
Yes.
So we know how tomorrow we go.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Don't you know how tomorrow will go? Eh? Now, what I don't know is the extent of the good.
Yes.
But that it is good, I don't doubt. I don't have a doubt. About it. Are you with me? Praise God. Eh? I'm not going to end my life on a sickbed. I'm not going to end my life on a sickbed. I'm not going to live an insignificant life. No, it's not going to happen to me. It's a very great life. It's a very great life. I say it's a great life. It's a great life. You know, raising a great family, serving the Lord. You know, building churches. You know, serving the Lord. Building churches, building organizations, establishing kingdom. Oh my goodness. Establishing God's kingdom in various places. Oh, Rakabashanda Rabagadaya. Can you talk about how your life will be and let... You know, can you conclude your destiny? How is your destiny going to be like? My marriage is going to work strong and strong and strong and strong. It's going to be an example. Oh, Rodobe Legadi Labashakadia. Oh, Rabelegadi Labashanda Lababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababab gadila baga zokrodo bo shaka baraga dila basa. Araga dala baga shaka boro godolo bosia. Mandoro bogo sika poro godobo shaga tala bababaya. Araga dila bazo koro bogo jegel tala baya. Oh yes. Oh yes, sakabala gada basamba. Ora banjo gabara gadila basikredos. Arabiando koko kobosha. Arababa baba 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 baba. Asta bana kayonia meleketosha ilege dila bando sikredebo shakwama elege derege dia sokoboyona ay gado shia melega do kabayada eleketo shila bando sha e kabonia sekreda shabo kobona oro godolo bogosia. Thank you Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Lord is bringing you, call out the Lord bringing you opportunities your way. You know, and I believe that's a word for all of us. There's going to be, some of you are going to experience the Lord has has signed a new opportunity to come. A new opportunity will come. Oh, yes. 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 A new opportunity will come. A new opportunity will come. Opportunity will come. Oh, thank you, Lord. A new opportunity will come. Can we just bless him as we wrap up the service and just say thank you, Father? Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. A new opportunity will come. If you have been trusting God for a new opportunity and you believe this word is for you, release your faith. Release your faith. Do what you need to do. Because the Lord is opening doors for new opportunities. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Kabaradala bashaka baradala bagasukabaya. Oh, ragadala bashando rabagasia kadala bashandalabaya. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Arabogodolo boshaka baradala bas. Oh, I hear new opportunities. I receive it. I see new opportunities. Receive it.
Receive it.
New keys. New keys. I see new keys are being given. New keys. Double opportunities. Opportunities that will introduce a multiply effect in your life. Ah, Kabo, yes. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Rabba Shanda Laba Laba Gadi Laba Baba 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 Ala Kaya Ala Dara Laba Shah. Oh. Opportunities. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, God is bringing our way life-changing opportunities. Opportunities that will change the course of our lives completely. Those are kind of opportunities. It will upgrade your life. And then you'll begin to live in life different from the life that you have lived before. And that was the word the Lord gave us yesterday and is giving me today again. He said, forget the former things. Do not remember the things of old. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. That's the blessing of today's service. You will testify. Call our lead, you will testify. And every one of you, you will testify. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Can we share the grace? I want to share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. All the days of our lives, dwell with us, O Lord.
Forever and ever.